with SON News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House starts debate on the massive Republican tax and spending bill. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The House spent about 3 hours debating a rule for debating the big, beautiful bill set to be voted on and potentially passed in the lower chamber today. House Rules Committee Ranking Member Jim McGovern says the committee discovered a mistake in the bill last night during a marathon session to prepare the bill for the House floor debate. Democrats spent about 40 minutes when over 100 members asked Committee Chair Virginia Fox to suspend the rule to allow an amendment to be debated. The whole body now moves to have the formal debate on the bill before passing it and sending it to the president. Bernie Bennett, The Capitol.
Ukraine is forging ahead with embryonic plans for joint weapons production with some of its international allies, as the U.S. says it's halting some arms shipments for Kyiv. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says officials are preparing with a sense of urgency for upcoming meetings with EU countries and other partners on weapons manufacturing. Defense Minister Rustem Umerov announced that draft legislation on production with allies is expected to be put to a vote later this month. The program includes plans to create a special legal and tax framework to help Ukrainian defense manufacturers scale up and modernize production, including building new facilities at home and abroad, according to Umerov. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge ruled that an executive order by President Trump suspending asylum access at the southern border is unlawful. Wednesday's decision could throw into doubt one of the key pillars of the president's plan to crack down on immigration at the southern border, but the judge gave the Trump administration 2 weeks to appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 10 points, the Nasdaq rose 190. This is SRN News. Parents in Canada are outraged about a gay pride event. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
It happened last month at Departure Bay Park on Vancouver Island. A booth set up by an LGBT organization at the school-sanctioned children's event was handing out cards that explained how to use various different recreational drugs, including LSD and ketamine. The booth run by the group AIDS Vancouver Island later said the cards were only intended for, quote, older children. The event was sponsored by a local school's Gay Straight Alliance Club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a law that took effect this week. That means transgender and non-binary residents are no longer part of a special protected class. The law also explicitly defines male and female based on biological reality and removes the ability for people to change the sex designation on their birth certificate. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock indexes finished mixed ahead of a highly anticipated report about how the U.S. job market is holding up amid uncertainty about President Trump's tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% and set a record for a third time in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped slightly, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Tesla shares rallied following its latest update on deliveries, while Centene tumbled after the healthcare company withdrew its profit forecast. Treasury yields were mixed ahead of the U.S. jobs report that comes up on Thursday. The Dow was down 10 points to 44,484. The Nasdaq gained 190 to 20,393. The S&P 500 up 29 to 6227. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.